Fuck, Purdue's got somebody. I missed it.
Purdue, they're
Williams, my guess, motherfucker. Texas, Virginia Tech, 6-11. Purdue's 3 playing Yale. So I'm just saying Purdue versus Yale in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
No, Purdue could get lucky here.
This is the East division. Who we got? Murray State at the 7.
Now this is...
We're... Fuck, bro. Oh, my God. They're going to... This is going to be so annoying. Because if we lose to Duke, who's a 2 seed as a 7 seed, we're still... I'm still going to hear see and hear on Twitter about how Tom Izzo doesn't get out... How he didn't get out of the fucking first weekend. It's like... 7 is 2. I get it. But like, come on, man. Or last, like, I saw this, the Michigan fans were going crazy on Twitter about the fucking tournament last year or whatever with UCLA. It's like, we lost the same fucking team. Shut up. Fuck off. We at least went to OT.
We lost by one.
Huh?
We lost by one.
Two.
Two. Whatever. One score. All right, show me the 2 seed. God damn it.
Come on, Murray State, San Francisco, Kentucky?
You know, this is an interesting region.
Kentucky's got to be hype. I don't know why they're still short Norfolk. There we go. Kentucky hype page because they didn't want to do a watch-along. Is that what I'm seeing? Or is it because they're doing... Oh, it's probably because they're doing something else on the SEC network because I don't think they showed Auburn... Either St. Peter's. Wow, that's a wildly easy division. Purdue's going to walk out of that.
Watch out for Murray State. Heard it here first.
I'm going to put Purdue on Final Four future.
I don't know if Purdue gets out of the second round if things get crazy. I've seen Texas play. Texas is like Purdue, where they're like either... look like a top five team or like they shouldn't be right.
Well, too bad they're going to be playing Virginia Tech, so it doesn't even matter.
Virginia Tech is a whole ACC school.
I know, but they've been hot. They won the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, but the ACC sucks. They beat Duke.
Hey, who is that? Who ranks supreme? Big Ten. We got 9 bids. Next closest, Big East, Big 12, SEC, all tied at 6, ACC of 5. Bullshit. First 4 out were... What? Dayton? Oklahoma, SMU, Hickson? What do you mean? We're playing Dayton. What is that? Did you see that? No, we don't play Dayton. We're playing Davidson. That's my bad. 2... Where is Davidson? No, Davidson's not in Ohio.
Davidson is...
Is it? They're both in Ohio?
I thought Davidson was in Ohio.
Look at the Big Ten sneaking in there. That's crazy that Oklahoma didn't make it. I really thought... 18-15, I guess.
North Carolina.
Never mind. All right, so let's pull up the bracket one more time and go through it. Let's build our perfect bracket right now, Ryan. We're going to build the winning one.
I'll tell you my Final Four right now.
2022, hold up.
Yo. Oh, there he is.
I'm so sorry.
He has arisen from the ashes as the great Phoenix. We have now joining us neo-Nazi Nick.
Wow.
Hey, wow. I was radical right, Ryan. It's a rough day.
Okay.
political.
What are we on? I'm sorry. We had some
I'm trying to find a online bracket to fill out, and we're going to fill out the perfect bracket right now off the rip. Yeah, no research.
They just announced the last region.
No research at all. We're just going to go from the hip, but I'm trying to find when we can
fuck. Nick, you know who you got in the first round?
Oh, we got Davidson, return of Foster Lawyer.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Satellite radio shitting on y'all with the boom, boom. All right.
Yeah.
In the West, we have number one Gonzaga versus Georgia State. I don't think we need to overthink that one.
No.
Wait, what do you mean my bracket's locked? How is my bracket locked? I wasn't able to beat the buzzer. What are we talking about?
What buzzer were you supposed to be?
I'm not positive. Can I not just fill out a bracket? Why are you telling me? Enter bracket. We're going to enter a bracket. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't have a login to CBS Sports. What is this bullshit? All right. Well, Nick, you got thoughts on our definitely not made for ratings section of our bracket?
As soon as I saw that, as soon as we saw we were a 7th seed, I was like, all right, we're either playing Duke or Kentucky. So I'm not surprised.
And Davidson at the 10?
Yeah. So, you know, at this point, we might have a shot at maybe beating Davidson. We've been playing good, though. We've been playing good, though, lately, the last two games, I'd say. Took us a while, but, hey, we're here. We're in March, and give me Duke by 7. I don't know. It's not Paolo scares me a little bit, but it's actually their guards and their wings that scare me for Duke. You got any thoughts on that, Jackson? I don't know. What were you guys talking about earlier? Because I had a dinner guest that didn't
love We were watching the selection show.
Yeah. Okay. We were kind of talking about our games that we in the Big Ten tournament while the bracket was coming out and trying not to get too distracted and miss too many teams.
We did discuss the Big Ten tournament.
We kind of went back and forth on it.
What were your thoughts about Michigan State? So, just to catch me up.
I didn't really say too much, really get into it too much, because I was just trying to go to the picks came out a lot faster than I remember them coming out. Like, it's 6:40 and we're done. I remember when they used to, like, drag it up, you know? Like, you have 15 minutes for each section of, each region.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they definitely flew quick this year.
I feel like they used to build the anticipation of, the bubble teams more.
What's that?
I feel like they used to make a bigger deal out of the bubble teams. They have a lot more segments on who was gonna potentially be in and out. I feel like there was almost none of that.
They had some for San Francisco. They had some for Gonzaga. Not Gonzaga. I'm sorry. Wyoming. I saw Wyoming. Do you guys see any other ones? Chattanooga, but they already won. They all won their tournaments. That's their home. And they had fucking Purdue at a 3 seed. Good job. Yeah. They're in the underground of what is it? What's the place in Indianapolis there? The bank. What's the Lucas Oil? Where do they play at?
I don't know if they do the tournament all the first round games there, though.
Yeah, I think they do the...
might be the Pacers?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the Pacers stadium. Either way, they're in the basement up there, in the parking garage with a bunch of TVs. Great, we want to see that, just all 12 players, so I don't know. Well, who are you guys playing?
Colorado State.
Oh, yeah.
We got a decent little section of our bracket.
We got Duke.
Yeah, you guys got Duke.
Yeah, that was one of my takes, was that, you know, if we don't make it out, we're still going to hear about how Tom is, keeps getting stuck in the fucking first weekend. But it's Duke, so happens. Duke.
Illinois has got a chance to make the Sweet 16 this year, I think.
I think, yeah, and I think Purdue as Final Four This is really starting to upset me that I can't just fill out a effing bracket.
Hey, fuck, man. It's all right. We're not judging people here.
Because I've looked up 2022 bracket and I can't find shit right now.
I got all the online, like, I got not online, but I got printable bracket. I just can't, like, fill it out online.
All right. So I have, I was looking at a couple of teams that stood out to me. I don't know if you guys did, or a couple of regions, my bad. The East, for example, the last one they announced, totally stacked. Would not want to play in that one.
Which one is that?
The last one they announced. It has Baylor, UCLA, Purdue, and Kentucky.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I don't know if I remember which one that was.
It was the last one they just announced. And they got St. Mary's as a 5-seed easy dub, in my opinion. So, like, if Indiana beats Wyoming, I think they're beating St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, St. Mary's, they play nobody besides Gonzaga. Why are they a 5-seed?
Indiana's in the play-in, right?
Yes, they're playing the Wyoming Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, St. Mary's is only there because they beat Gonzaga once. Did they beat Gonzaga? Yeah, they did.
They did, yeah. Your bracket, your side is, I think, going to be a fucking chaos nightmare.
It could be.
Because you got, I think Loyola is going to beat Ohio State.
I also said that. As soon as it was announced, I said, that's an upset.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, did I ever tell you guys who's my dinner guest here?
No.
The Gearshes.
Who?
Corinne Gearsh. Either way. They're Loyola fans, and they're like, yeah, buy all the Loyola stock. I'm like,
Loyola fans?
Yeah. What did you just fucking say to me?
And you heard
they like Sister Jean. Do they have Sister Jean shirts?
They have a Loyola dirty sweatshirt that they wear to every game. So
probably wipe their ass with it because they can't afford toilet paper.
Yeah, no shit. So they're like, yo, pick them to win. Go all the way. I'm like, I actually will. I'll pick them to beat Ohio State because they suck right now. I liked Michigan over Colorado State personally.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting. Colorado State apparently has. Apparently, they got good guard play.
Yeah. I'm putting all my money into the tournament right now. So, in my betting apps, yeah. And then I had one more that I wanted to share that I thought was interesting. Where did Iowa go? I can't remember.
All right. I got it. Fucking finally.
They were a 5-seed. I can't remember which region, though.
Yeah. All
right, boys. I'm sharing my screen.
Oh, yes. Iowa potentially upset against Richmond.
Here we go.
Richmond. Oh, yeah. That's who they play.
All right.
Jackson was talking up Richmond as well.
Yes, I was talking up Richmond.
Are you on the Richmond train?
The Spiders. Yes, sir. Okay. The first time they've been in the tournament since 2011, I feel like they've been every year since, say, first four or next four out. They're always right there in the bubble. Love to see the Richmond Spiders back in. You guys see my screen?
Yep.
All righty then. So I think this one's simple. I don't think this one requires much discussion.
Mark Few is an alcoholic.
All right, so you're saying Georgia State.
No, I'd still pick Gonzaga. I'm just stating facts.
Okay, what about Boise, Memphis? What are we feeling here?
I would personally take Boise, but Memphis has been playing well without Imani Bates.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm leaning towards Memphis. They've been hot.
You think so?
Yeah, Jackson, what's your thoughts? I don't know.
I know we said we were going to do this without any research, but when Ryan and I were looking up where Colorado State played, because we were just looking at the teams or different matchups, saw that Boise State won their the Mountain West.
Well, then, let's take Boise.
Mountain West winners, so I like it, but I could go either way on this right now.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, fuck Memphis a little bit, you know?
Let's do that then, yeah. Let's do that.
Spite pick. All right. UConn, New Mexico State University.
I'm going to go UConn. Thoughts?
I think this is a tough one, honestly.
I would, if it were any other 12 seed, New Mexico was not, I don't trust New Mexico State.
Okay. Because I don't know anything about them, but I don't trust UConn.
Fair enough.
But I don't know anything about New Mexico State, so.
I think New Mexico, they won their tournament, I'm pretty sure.
So they're hot, is what you're telling me.
All right. We can go for it, yeah. Give me Arkansas.
What are the other 5-12s? It's Houston, UAB, Iowa, Richmond, and
St. Mary's, Wyoming, or the winner of Wyoming, Indiana.
Those are all like.
And then, Iowa versus Richmond.
Let's go with UConn.
Houston, UAB. I got UAB in that one, but.
I like it.
I mean, honestly, I'm probably gonna bet every 12 seed to win, just because, you know, for the sake of it. All right, so we got Bama versus the Rutgers Notre Dame winner.
That's a tough one.
I think if Rutgers beats Notre Dame, they could beat Bama.
Yep. If Notre Dame, you get the option. Click that one to see if you can choose. Or is it just okay?
Fuck.
Because if I had the option to choose Rutgers, I would.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with that.
What do you want to do? Should we just say Bama just because, I don't know.
Nah, fuck it. This is March. It's going to be crazy. Yep. Let's fucking go for it.
I like it. Let's let it ride with Rutgers.
I'm going to take the dough goes in tortilla.
Yep. Good call. Yep.
So my first initial thing once this came out is I tweeted this out this morning that I said that this after Davidson lost that this was definitely going to happen. But also, Foster Lawyer revenge game, watch out for the 11 threes. He's going to sky fuck us.
Dude, I was going to say.
He will attempt at least 10 threes, guaranteed.
If we could bet on college props, I would hit Foster Lawyer to get 35 points, and that would cash that. Just put my house on it if I had one.
Watch A.J. Hogger just absolutely just torch him and do the thing where he falls on his back and then gets stepped on. You know, he's good for one of those a year.
Yeah.
All right, down to the East. Ryan was sharing some interesting information about Baylor back in the 2000s that you probably have heard of. It was news.
Yeah, Nick, I was doing a quick research on the old Twitter sphere this week and about Baylor's coach. There's rumors about him leaving. People were talking about the Baylor program before he got there, and apparently they had a player on their basketball team murder another player on their basketball team in the early 2000s.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I was amazed. I never heard that one.
Really?
When it was real?
I couldn't, like, now that you say that, it jogs my memory, but I definitely forgot about it, yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, incredibly bad. Well, what's his name, Scott Drew?
I can't remember.
Whatever.
They're talking about Michigan State right now. Assholes. Anyway.
Marquette.
Ooh.
Yeah, I am on the Marquette over North Carolina train.
Fuck
ACC. Just out of fun fact, 9s versus 8s historically have a winning record.
So should we go back and change Memphis?
It's 70. It's 73-71.
Oh, well, okay. Well, but never mind.
It is in their favor.
It is.
All right, you know where to go on the next one.
IU.
Even if it's Wyoming.
Oh, really? You're just that out on St. Mary's.
I am.
Well, Wyoming, I'm pretty sure. Does Wyoming have somebody's kid on the team? Ex-NBA player's kid on the team? Something about Wyoming. They've had some. I've seen them on my timeline a lot with people that have been throwing out, like, picks and stuff. Like, gambling picks the last month or so. I like this. The power of the well, there's a few very white matchups. This might be top two, not two. Wyoming versus Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't recognize any of their names, really. Oh, Ben Bowen? That might be Bruce Bowen's son.
Maybe it was a different team then. I don't know.
They got a dude whose name is, his last name is D-U-T. How do you think you say that? His first name is Dang.
Dang Dut.
They don't know where his hometown is.
Oh, no.
They also don't know where... Oh, whoa. Okay, this guy's first name is E-O-I-N.
Ian?
Yeah, I was looking at their roster. They got some wild names on there. For Wyoming.
Eon.
It might be Eon Nelson. They don't know where he's from.
Eoin.
His name starts with three vowels.
That's disgusting, actually.
All right. So UCLA over Akron. I think that's pretty much.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sold. UCLA, they got some injuries at the moment. I believe Johnny Juthang.
Akron.
Yeah. Akron's been decent. They won the MAC.
Are we really doing that?
Four players from the other team were suspended for the first half.
Well, yeah, but three of those players didn't play. And one dude averaged like 6 minutes a game. And I saw that video. That was bullshit that they got suspended.
Yeah.
It was wild. But yeah, you're probably right. I just hate UCLA because of what they did to us. Both of us.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Are we really going to do Virginia Tech over Texas?
Personally, no, because I'm on the fuck ACC train.
Okay, cool. I'm glad. Purdue. Oh, wow. Oh, whoa.
Sorry. Where am I?
Are we really taking Ivy schools now?
No.
Imagine if an Ivy League took down Jaden Ivy.
That would be sick.
Look at that.
Who do you think their big guy, how big do you think their center is?
Who, Purdue's?
No. Yale's.
Oh, are you look it up? I'm gonna say 6'8". No, 6'9", 235.
All right, hold on.
Or there's gonna be some string bean white boy. That's 7'1", 250.
Oh, it's come on, ESPN is fucking slow.
6'10", 230.
6'10", 230.
Jake Lanford. Yeah, that's an interesting name right there.
Edie's probably going to eat him.
He has played in two games in his career. No, excuse me. This game, this year, he's played in two games.
So.
No, he doesn't play.
So it's a lot of.
Probably, those are second tallest.
We got this guy named Yusuf Basa'ama.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be their big guy. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, he averages 9 minutes a game.
Hold on, we got one more that I candidate for. Yep, EJ Jarvis.
EJ Jarvis?
EJ Jarvis, 6'8", 220.
Yeah, he's got to be their big guy.
Or there's Jack Malloy.
Jack Mehoff?
Malloy.
6'8", 225.
He gets 7 minutes a game.
Jeez, what the fuck's going on with that team? All right, so Purdue's gonna wash Yale.
Zach Edey's gonna have 20 points, 20 rebounds.
Give me Jaden Ivey too. I'm gonna take Murray State. They're hot.
Murray State upset alert on Kentucky.
Let's book it right now. Put it right there.
Ooh.
Yep, I like that. So, okay, so then we've gone through the first round on that side.
How come they just did Zona? Why couldn't they put ARI? What are we doing?
Yes.
If you're going to go this far, And since when has that been the abbreviation for Arizona?
Never. So we're going to take Zona, I guess, right?
Okay. Yeah. Jackson.
Mine. They couldn't put Arizona, but they can put Wright Bryant. That makes me, yeah, I don't know.
I'm taking Seton Hall.
Seton Hall sucks, though.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
This is decent.
Jackson, where are you leaning? Hold on. Where are you leaning?
I was just talking shit because we beat Seton Hall and Ryan lost to Seton Hall. That's the only reason I'm saying Seton Hall sucks.
Okay.
No, Seton Hall probably. They're a good tourney team.
Gotcha.
This one you can't. This one you might be able to talk me off the ledge of, but I like this one a lot.
I'll give you UAB. Yeah. Sure.
Yep. UAB for the people who aren't watching at home. We're taking UAB over Houston.
Oh yes, UAB. Jelly. They got a guy on their team named Jelly, and he's got the jelly.
Love it.
Here we go. Illini shat their pants in Nuga. Who we got, boys?
I'm gonna take the French.
I got Kofi and the big, you know, and the big guys.
Congratulations to Illinois. Has a real shot to make their first Sweet 16.
Even their first Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Nah, well, it'd be Zona, but that'll be a tough out. I assume we don't need to talk much about this one.
Anything can happen, Mark.
I'm saying Michigan
hasn't won back-to-back.
But you lost your last game, so you're due.
Exactly. Do you want to go with Longwood? This is the 14-3 game that I'm most, like, hesitant about.
No, I have no hesitation. Tennessee.
Nick, their team name is Longwood. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, but you know God what? God
damn it, Nick. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to put a ticket, 10-cent ticket on Longwood for the Final Four.
I wish I could find a Longwood, like, sweatshirt or something.
Oh, if they beat Tennessee, you will.
Longwood University.
All right, we got this one we already talked about.
Yeah, I'm loyal for Ohio State for those who are not watching.
Yes, if you're not watching, yes. Most people probably don't watch. Yes, Ohio State loyal, you should watch this, especially for this. This is a good watch episode. Bada bing, bada boom, Nova, Delaware, I don't think. There's much to think about.
Nope.
Nova coming off their Big East championship. Did almost lose to Creighton, but I feel like this has potential for an upset. Potentially. The Blue Jays, yeah, they're going to probably make pretty easy work of their bracket.
Kansas is going to slaughter everybody. Who are we taking? I think I'm taking Creighton over San Diego State. Anybody else have any thoughts?
I like it.
Does Ryan have any thoughts?
I was going to personally pick San Diego State because of Brady Hoke. But that's not a good reason, so Creighton's fine.
Okay. Well, if I'm proven wrong, then just don't listen to me for the rest of eternity. Are we taking Spiders or Hawks?
I really want to take the Spiders, so I'm fine with doing it.
I want to, but for the sake of them being our Big Ten tournament champions, I'd like to see them make it battle to the first round. But I like the Spideys. Let's fucking go. This is our off the rip who really gives a fuck. Kill me. Providence. San Diego State. South Dakota State, that's definitely the thing. That's the thing, and then this is the one I met.
Give me South Dakota.
I like it, Nick. Oh, I was about to. I don't believe in Providence at all.
No.
Imagine South Dakota State, Richmond.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. LSU, Iowa State.
And the Cyclones.
Yeah.
So yeah. What's up with the Wade thing? Was he coaching them this year?
Who?
And they just fired him, Will Wade?
Yeah, they just fired him.
I don't know what
the situation. I don't get why they fired him though. So
I'm taking because the F. I think it's because the F stuff. More stuff came out about the FBI probe.
Oh, I didn't even know there's an FBI
program. Yo, CBS just switched up very quickly. They just showed them making trenches, filling up trenches of body bags in Ukraine. Whoa. Whoa, this got heavy quick.
Easy, damn. Give me Wisconsin over the gate. Dentists don't know how to play basketball.
I agree.
USC and Miami.
This one I have hard. What initially came out, I have a hard time with.
Fuck the ACC. Give me USC.
Thank you. Yes, I was just about to say that. I don't trust ACC teams. Yep, and Auburn over Jackson State. Perfect. Did they miss any first round games?
That looks good to me.
All right.
Second round matchups. Number one. Jackson, Boise. We got to make sure to announce these to people who are, you know, just listening.
Yeah, Gonzaga, Boise State, one versus the eight.
Yeah.
Chet Holmgren game?
Yeah, it's fine.
Sure. It's Mountain West. Doesn't really matter.
This is a tough. You
didn't have much confidence in number five, UConn, versus number four, Arkansas.
I don't have confidence in Arkansas as a road team. They're a really good home team, but they don't really travel well. So I'm kind of leaning towards UConn. But I can be convinced of Arkansas. Arkansas is just known for having they're like Rutgers of the SEC, you know.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking of Rutgers of the SEC, here's Rutgers / Notre Dame versus Tortilla Boys.
I'm going to go with the Texans, personally.
Give me the Tortillans.
What do you think here?
MSU and Duke. Who do you take? Let's hear some things.
You know, I think that would be a good game. I don't know if you guys get the W. It depends, obviously, on which Michigan State team shows up.
Yes.
And which Duke team, I guess, but more, I think more about you guys. I don't know.
Jackson?
I would put money on... probably state to cover.
I'm giving I guess something else I said earlier to Ryan was that this is we killed Brad Davidson's Big Ten career. Sparty's going on a if we can take off Davidson, then we kill Foster Lawyer, and then take out Duke, we could kill Coach K. So we're going on a little here of a murder streak here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason and that reason alone. And I think the boys are going to get up for Izzo so he can beat Coach K and put Coach K to bed.
I like it. Give me the Spartan
but
dog.
You know how annoying the media is going to be? I feel bad for Foster Lawyer. He's going to have to hear ask every day about this, about what this game means to him. And then this is going to be so annoying. Good thing this will only be a day to fucking, or 2 days to really hear about, day and a half to hear about this fucking matchup. And then I wanted my revenge on the Tortilla Boys.
So we're going to the Elite Eight. Is that what I hear?
That's what I want. I don't know. Dude, because I'm at, okay, just hear me out. For everyone else at home, if we were to beat Duke, then we get to have our revenge on the Tortilla Boys, right? And then if we have our revenge on the Tortilla Boys, then we get our chance to kill Chet Holmgren. And send and kill his college career, I should say, not actually murder him.
I would love to fucking destroy Gonzaga, but it's not going to happen.
But if we did that, then we're sitting pretty. But that's probably not all going to happen, and we'll probably lose to the Tortillas. You guys just want to finish off this bracket since it's only Gonzaga, UConn.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, give me Zags. And whoever the winner of this game is, I would personally pick to beat Gonzaga out of spite. I'm just going to say that. Okay.
I'll take Duke, but I won't take Texas Tech. All right. So that we took Texas Tech to beat Sparty in the Sweet 16, Texas Tech to beat Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. So the representative of the Western Division region is be Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the Eastern region, we have Baylor versus Marquette. We have a Did they win the Big 12, Baylor? Did they win the Big 12 tournament? Versus a hot Marquette team. What are we feeling?
The Bears.
Yeah, Baylor's good. They're good.
All right, UCLA can, you know, they're going to scrap out without choosing, you know, scrap out that win against the scrap, you know, the Midwest, Rust Belt, Akron, Blue Jackets, whatever the hell their team is. But can they get it done against either Indiana or Wyoming?
Yeah, probably.
I would also think that as well. Texas, Purdue.
This is an interesting one.
This is a very interesting one because I feel like you said that Texas is the Purdue of the Big 12.
Yeah. They look like the best team in the conference some days and bottom half some other days. In Texas, I would I think I'd take Purdue just because Texas hasn't done shit in the tournament since they had, I don't even know, KD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and then we already took Murray State to upset Kentucky for the 7-2 in there.
I'll be right back.
Back up to this Sweet 16, we have number 1 Baylor versus number 4 UCLA.
Baylor.
Yep, same. Number 3 Purdue versus number 7 Murray State.
Probably Purdue. Although Murray State could be one of those teams this year. If I had to pick a team to make the Final Four, that would be like a 4 or higher. It would probably be them. But then this Baylor Purdue would be a really good game.
I honestly think it will be.
I would probably go with Purdue. Honestly, but I don't.
Right, fuck it. No one's gonna. Hey, if we're wrong, fuck off. We're literally the bracket is officially out 11 minutes ago. All right, second round in the southern region. We got Zona, Seton Hall.
Zona, yeah.
Then we got UAB versus the Illini.
Congratulations, Billy.
Four. Smart pick, Billy, you said?
Oh, you're going with the Braggs?
You said spite pick, Billy, what?
I said congratulations, Billy.
Oh. That's an interesting take on what's going on.
Sorry, I had to empty the
fire hose. Nick, we need a tiebreaker, apparently, for UAB Illinois.
I'm going Illinois.
Yeah. Sorry, Jackson.
I just don't want him to make the Sweet 16. It's a spite pick.
I know, but okay. You got to think. Think what's here, not what's here. Big Brain versus Big Hop. Big Brain win.
I want to move Big Rock.
When I was down in Florida, I'm sorry, but I saw a guy working out with a boulder just at the beach. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. He was using a boulder, and he was just doing full-out T-poses with the boulder on his back where his shoulders were at, and then just, like, T-posing while, like, in a squat position where his back was at, like, 90 degrees. Is that a good workout, yes or no? Either way, continue.
Either way.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. That's not normal, I don't believe.
Right? Like, what muscles is that working out?
Core.
Yeah. It feels like it's like, hey, I want to break my back. Let's put a boulder on it. And then, like, when you're squat, you're supposed to, you know, have a straight back. His back was at a full 90 degrees, like that. He's just, like, staring at the sand. I'm sorry. I did not mean to interrupt, but it just was on my brain. So were we really – do you want to do Illinois or do you want to do UAB Jackson? Like, what do you think?
I mean, just for the fucking shits and giggles, we can go Illinois. I don't really care. I, like – I think that they have a – they're my – I think my one of my favorite picks to be a little Cinderella team here.
Hey, we can do UAB. I don't really care.
Neither of them are beating Arizona, so it doesn't matter.
Yep,
correct. We'll put UAB for the shits. How about that?
Yeah. All right. We'll give it to Kofi. We'll let Illinois enjoy something. They could be happy for once.
Tennessee, because Michigan can't win two games in a row.
Yes, ooh, we talked about this earlier.
Nick, I don't know. Were you here when I said that they haven't won two games in a row since January?
No, but that does not surprise me. All right, cool. Cool.
I think it's Villanova, but it could be interesting.
So this is, so far we got this to be chalk. 1, 2, 3, 4, all representing here. Who we got? Number 1, Arizona versus number 4, Illinois.
Arizona.
Yep. Number 3, Tennessee versus number 2, Villanova.
Tennessee, personally.
Number 1, okay. Arizona versus number 3, Tennessee.
Hmm.
We'll go Arizona. Yeah, Arizona's fucking good, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I don't know. We, yeah, you missed. We had Baylor, Purdue.
Yeah.
Purdue over Baylor?
That was, I said that one.
I said, you know what? He talked me into a Big Ten. We got to have one Big Ten team in the Final Four.
It's not going to happen this year. Sure. All right. Fuck it. Yeah.
Kansas, Creighton.
Give me Kansas.
Richmond. Southern Dakota State.
Richmond.
Iowa State, Wisconsin.
We'll take the Badgers, I guess, because we have to.
USC, Auburn.
I was going to say USC, but I can be convinced either way.
I would go Auburn.
I think, I think Jabari Smith's going to go on a little bit of a run here. So I would take Auburn. I also have them taking out Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
Do we have any one seeds losing before the Elite Eight? No, we don't.
No.
That's fine. That's fine.
If you think one will, who do you think it would be?
Gonzaga, but you know.
I agree. 1,000%.
Boise. I think that Gonzaga may be to lose to UConn, but.
I think maybe Boise, honestly.
Wow.
I like Boise.
No, too far.
Yeah,
too
far.
Not Georgia State. I'm just trying to think here. Yeah, I mean, either way. Because we all know a one seed's going to lose sometime before the Elite Eight. It has to, right?
Could be
pretty Kansas. Much of the year.
It could be Kansas if Iowa stays. Oh, no, never mind. That would be the Elite Eight. Well, that'd be a Sweet 16, right? No, that'd be Elite Eight.
I don't really trust Iowa, so.
I don't either, but they're like probably the hottest team at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I'm not buying the Purdue stock. Like, going back to the other one, they've looked flat. Like, we almost beat them when we had one point guard.
We did beat them.
Well, we did beat them, yeah. And then we almost beat them again. They just look, I don't know, out of whack.
Well,
the eating experiment has failed. Potentially.
I think they could lose to Texas for sure.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Wisconsin-Auburn. Let's finish this, back it up, and then we can go back and edit this side.
I would go with Auburn.
Yeah.
Especially with how Johnny Davis looked against Michigan State.
Yeah, you just got to put a freshman on him, I guess.
Panther.
Atkins. Atkins has shown that he can play some defense.
Yeah, man, I'm glad my Atkins stocks is appreciating right now.
Better college player than Imani Bates.
That's facts. Kansas Auburn, who we got?
I'll go Kansas.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, Purdue.
Your call. I mean, what do you want to do?
Probably Texas Tech. I like Texas Tech quite a bit. And Arizona, honestly. Jackson's floating around Purdue, though.
Tortilla to go in. Dough come out. No, just kidding. Zona, Kansas.
Arizona.
Yeah, I like
All right, then we got Texas Tech, Arizona in the championship game. Who you got? Who you got, baby?
Yeah, I would go Arizona.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker. What's the score? How many is Arizona going to score?
72-67.
Wow.
98%. What did we miss? Did we miss a game over here? Did we miss a game over here? Oh. Yeah, Texas, my bad. All right, well, it gives us a chance to go back through it one last time. Did we want to go back and change one of the one seeds?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one to change. That's the problem. So, in terms of, like, which one? Like, I don't know which one I would want to, because all four one seeds don't go to the Elite Eight most of the time, you know.
Yeah. We got them losing, two of them losing, though. Well, this is our first off-the-cut one. We will obviously do more individually before next weekend. Post them out. We'll get a group bracketology group thing going, and we'll send somebody a t-shirt if you win. Whoever wins gets a t-shirt. We'll tweet the link out.
T-shirt and gift bag.
Yeah, a little special something from our radical right Ryan. Wow, nice Zona hat. Where you just have
that? Wait, what was I again?
Huh? Radical Right Ryan, and you're Neo-Nazi Nick.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Yeah, it's a rough day for us, Nick.
I'm just not going to say anything about that. I don't want to get canceled yet, so.
Smart.
No puns today. No puns whatsoever.
All right, well.
I don't have it on my head anymore. I used to have this when I was in, like,
was a little bit of a clusterfuck with the podcast kind of cutting out after the first 20 minutes or whatever, but you know, shouts out you guys for sticking around, appreciate it. We will be back with another one, probably give it all of our actual picks, our legitimate picks after for the first round, and then we probably won't put out another podcast before the second round.
Is that next weekend?
It's this upcoming weekend, yeah. Or not the second round, the second day.
Yeah, so right before the Sweet 16 matchup.
Shit, I guess the first game starts. So we're gonna we'll tweet out the first round bracket. Mm-hmm. Thingamabob. The first round. Yeah, the first round. Whatever, whoever plays Thursday will put out because we'll figure it out. We'll let you know on Twitter. There'll be something coming. We'll let you know how we feel about it. You know. Nick, do you have any parting words for the people at home?
Stay away from Florida. Just